bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
I am so glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. I tell you, this is the highlight of my week. I get to talk to the most fascinating people. And one woman that I just adore, I follow her on Twitter. I've had her on my other show. She created something called MotoSize. She is Sonia Satra. Hello, Sonia.
Hi there.
We're going to talk about MotoSize. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about 7 steps to achieving one goal. It'll put you closer to your ideal life. So much great stuff happening today. Now, Sonia, for people who don't know, because I remember this, you used to be a big soap star, and I used to be a big soap fan back in the day. So tell us a little about how you went from your acting career to this cool stuff you're doing now as a founder and CEO of MotoSize.
Yeah, well, you know, in many ways, there is a greater relationship than perhaps maybe even I realized when I made the shift. But, you know, in reflecting back, because I've always been interested in mind and body, and acting is all about mind and body, right? How can you get the whole character into the mind and body of yourself to translate it in a story? And so, and I think as an actress pursuing acting, I was always studying mindset because you get rejected a lot as an actress. Mm. So I always was looking for tools to figure out how to survive that business and thrive. And so I was always really, really interested in that. And I think that kind of kept going. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, I decided to get a certification in coaching just because I wasn't working as much, because there's not as much work for a pregnant woman. And I'd always been that person people kind of came to and asked questions. So I thought, well, let me figure out how to do this for real. Plus, I had also always had a coach, even before people knew what a coach was. And I just found it to be life-changing. And so I wanted to know, like, the real specific tools and be able to help other people have that experience that I had had. And that was really where it started to expand and grow. And so I went from coaching, and then I learned speaking was a career. So I started to speak. And then I did these women's empowerment adventures, which was all about empowering and mindset and then physicalizing something in an adventure. And then that led to MotoSize, which was putting it together all in one. Let's move our bodies, let's exercise while we're doing the mindset so that you can have a complete shift.
Oh, that's so cool. So MotoSize is an exercise plus mindset program. What is the mindset? Like, what does that mean to you?
I mean, mindset to me, mind is so powerful, and it's been proven over and over and over, the power of the mind and what you can accomplish if your mind is focused and positive. And, you know, people heal themselves through their minds. People can accomplish great things through the mind. You can attract great things through the mind. And especially if you add it with, you know, you need the action component to it. But it's a powerful piece. And yet we often trudge through our day sort of repeating the same thoughts. And many of those are negative thoughts. And so it's really a matter of shifting it. So in this program, there's a lot of powerful questions, and it's really centered around a goal. And it's really designed to have you imagine, visualize what it would be like if you achieved it and what you already have that could make this happen. I think often when we go about trying to achieve something in our lives, the first thing is, yeah, but, right? And you come up with all the reasons why it's difficult or you can't make it happen. And so this is about, let's pull to the forefront what you do have and work from there. And then fill in, what do you need? What's stopping you? And some of these things. So it's a real combination of visualization, questions, and affirmation.
Talk to us about the exercise component.
In the DVD that I did, Mindset Reset, it's a cardio exercise, very plyometric based. But there is also a low impact. So if you're just starting out, you can absolutely follow and get a good workout and do the whole mind process. And it's really a full body. It's a full body with cardio. One of the things that I learned as I was developing this was there's a lot of studies around exercise, particularly around some cardio, where when you get your heart rate up to a certain point, it has a protein is released in your brain. They call it miracle growth of the brain. So you want your brain to grow. exercise. But it's really true, and it really starts to create these new neural pathways, and it's a prime time to create and to focus and to learn. It's why often if you go for a walk or if you go for a run or something, you'll come back and be like, oh, I had the best idea. That's not a mistake. That's not an accident. That's actually a chemical reaction happening within your body that's induced from movement.
Oh, I like that. And that way it encourages you to move more because you're getting the feedback in your brain, and then it's this great cycle.
Exactly. They sort of feed off of each other. So, and then if you do cardio, you also have the added benefit of the endorphins and some of those good feeling chemicals that also get released. But it's beyond that. This what they're really finding now, they did some studies in schools, actually, where sort of this science began. And there was a school outside of Chicago that was studying these students, and the gym teacher decided to revamp the whole gym program, and he had them all wear heart rate monitors. So they were all working to their best capacity, you know. So everybody was on their own track, but they were all working to get the heart rate to a certain point. And they would do this every day and at different times during the day. And these kids, besides having the lowest, like 3% obesity rate in the entire school district, they also had the highest science and math scores in the world. So it was a noteworthy thing to look at. They were like, what are these kids doing that the rest of us aren't? And that was when they really started to study the science of it. And now schools throughout the country are starting to pick up on it and they're starting to integrate it. And there are some schools that have worked with children that have learning challenges or ADD or attention deficit or any of those sort of more learning challenges. And those test scores are going up like 400%. It's incredible what exercise can do for your brain. It really is. And if you harness that and really start to guide your mind through what it is you want to accomplish, you're starting to create those neural pathways to set you up for your own success.
Well, let's talk about those 7 steps of achieving one goal that will put you closer to your ideal life. The first one is choose your goal. You have to know what you want to go after, and you have to narrow it down, right? Because if you have too big of a goal and you're all over the place, then it's harder to attain. But if you can say, okay, this is the exact thing. Am I on the right track with that?
Yeah. You know, interestingly, we've toyed with that a little bit within this program, because at first were very specific in what it was that you were after. And then we actually started to broaden it a little bit, because throughout the process that you go through, you actually come down to some very specific action items. And so in the end, even if your goal is a little bit broader, you'll still walk away with 2 action items that you're supposed to go do that are very specific. You can go do that day, you know, that will move you closer. The key was that it needs to be something you want to do. Like, it's got to be fun. Like, you have to be excited about it. I had a woman in a class once who was like, oh, I just want to get my medical records filed. And you could just see everything in her body language was just like, this is the worst task on the planet. <I'm> like, maybe you want to choose something just a little bit more exciting. We can work on that separately, but let's choose something that you want to get into. This is something that you really, really want, that you're excited about. I heard the term big green goal.
I love that idea.
Right? Something that puts a big smile on your face. Like, you want to wake up and pursue this. You want to dig deeper in it. You want to ask questions. You want to visualize it. You want to come up with ways in which you can accomplish it. So, yeah, you don't want it to be so giant that it's overwhelming and you walk away like, this is never going to happen. But it doesn't have to be so minuscule either, because you'll get minuscule in the actions that come up at the end.
Now, is there anyone that you worked with, without naming names, of course, that you can give us an example of their goal and how they achieved it when we walk through these steps?
I've had a couple of people. I had a sales manager who was trying to increase sales and really was wanting to launch a new product, and they wanted to grow their business. And they came up with a specific product idea by the end, and then they implemented it, and they actually grew their business like twofold, but in a very short wow. period of time. So they were really excited. I've had somebody else who got a client the minute they walked out the door. They were like, that was the craziest thing. I just got a phone call from somebody, and I was thinking about them, and I was thinking about this particular thing, and I got the call when I walked out. I have somebody who used it for the sale of a company, and they came up with an entirely different strategy that they implemented and got massive. Like, that was like an eight-figure deal on the sale of the company. And they utilized a strategy that they came up with during this. I also had somebody who had struggled with some, well, she had lost her daughter. And so she had struggled for many, many years with that. And in a piece of the workout, she came up with this, you know, a feeling of, I can still hold on to her without holding on to the pain. And that's what she would want. And that was like, she walked out of the class crying. Like, she still calls me today that was such a life-changing moment for her. She's like, I did 10 years of therapy, but this was the moment that really shifted it. So it can
That's
have all
huge.
Kinds of, yeah, really powerful. The body is unbelievable. It has all the answers. And I feel like when you connect the mind and the body and you put it in an environment where it can be heard, it will help you. It will guide you. And that's really my goal with this process.
I love that. Put it in an environment where the mind and body will be heard. That's really talking about powerful again. I mean, that just struck me. Now, number two is step into the future. What does that mean?
Kind of literally stepping into the future of having already achieved it. You know, where it's, I don't know if you've heard of the catchphrase you have that was hit for a while. You know, you want to step into the being. You know, step into, like, you've already been there. You're wearing the clothes. You're doing the thing. You're around who you're around. You're experiencing. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What does your day look like? What is it? You know, where are you? How is it different from what you were doing in the past if you were to look back on it? So it's really having that experience of already being there. And it's really just trying it on for size, and it's really utilizing that part of your brain that will feel all of those feelings. And that's a powerful place, because if you ask that person questions, it will come up with totally different answers than the person that's like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm ever going to do this. And so it's really putting you into this place where you can tap your most resourceful self. And to see it, because it's, your mind doesn't know the difference between what you imagine and what you are doing. And so it's really getting those feelings into your body, much like an athlete would visualize a run or a game, you know, because that way they get it into their muscle memory, they get it into their nervous system. And that's been proven too, especially with athletes. They've done tons of studies where their brain goes through the same exact things, and your body goes the same thing as if you were throwing a ball, and just visualize you're throwing a ball. It's incredible. So it's really training your mind and your body for the real thing. And that's the point of the stepping into the future.
And on number three, what do you have?
Yeah. And that was a little where I was going before, because I find that question so powerful and so underestimated. It's such a simple question that has just such powerful answers, because it makes you think about what you have that you're not thinking about that can really help you get to where you want to go. Maybe it's a contact. Maybe it's a friend of a friend of a friend that can help you. Maybe it's a skill that you have that you're not framing in a way. You know, I see this with mothers all the time who maybe stepped out of the workforce and want to get back in. Like, I don't have any skills anymore. You know, it's like, yes, you do. You've been running the home business. Like, that's way harder than anything else. So how can you reframe some of those skills in addition to what you already had to put you in a position to get what you want? Or what creative ideas you have, even just desire. Like, I'm so connected to my desire to this that nothing can stop me. That's it. But naming it, calling it out, and really almost stacking the deck that by the time you go through some of that, and I always encourage people to spend way longer in this section and come back and do this section on their own time so that they really realize, oh, you know, I actually do have more than I thought. Maybe I do know more than I thought, or I have more resources than I realized. Let me start there, as opposed to feeling like you're starting with this blank slate.
I think that is so key, because I think we all have more resources than we think, right? We say, well, what do I have? And even if, like you're saying, you just have the desire, you have the passion. Yeah. That's a huge part of it. That's what's going to keep you going.
Totally. I say it's probably the most underestimated one. I was like, that can carry you through any unknown. So you definitely want to tap into that and realize that and acknowledge it so that you can use that energy when you need it.
Yeah, completely. Now, number four is, what do you need?
What do you need? So you probably don't have everything, but you probably have a lot. And then what do you need? And this one, especially when it comes after a place of what you have, often changes. Because when, again, if you're starting from the place of, all right, I want to do this, what do I need? That's usually the first question. It seems like you need everything. You know, but once you've gone through seeing it, visualizing it, being in it, and what do you have, like you're already in a slightly more empowered state, what you need will often shift. I always find that interesting. And you probably don't need the most basic things that you might have come up with earlier on. Like, they're higher level needs, and you can also figure out how to get them easier. So it's just, it streamlines it, because it gets you closer, because you're thinking on a different plane. You're thinking on a more higher plane of how to get there more creatively, more resourcefully, and faster. So,
yeah.
But it's the fill in the blank. All right, what do we need? So let's go get that, you know? So it's calling it out as well.
And you might need support. And I think people need to be able to feel okay asking for that, that you're not going to have all the answers and all the information and everything you need right there. So why don't you ask some people that you trust and who you know care about you and say, hey, I'm trying to start this business, or I'm trying to get over this, get through this grief, or I'm trying, whatever it is. And then you can reach out if that's what you need. So what have you seen with your clients in terms of them asking for what they need? And I bet some pretty good things happen.
Well, it's incredible, and especially when you come from a slightly more positive perspective and you can really see the future, then it's amazing. Suddenly it shifts what it is that you do need, and you're able to tap into a stronger place and ask for things that actually will help propel you faster. And so, yeah, I've definitely seen that, and also find that what you thought you needed, you already have. That's one of the other big keys that I find. It's like, oh, I actually do have that. Or I know somebody who could help me with that. Or I have done that a long time ago, so I guess I do kind of still know how to do that, you know. And a lot of realizations come in that.
Oh, that's great. All right, number five is, what's stopping you? What do you find?
Fear. Fear is definitely...
Yeah, that's a toughie.
But it's calling it out. Which fear? You know, is it the fear I'm not good enough? The fear I'm going to fail? The fear I'm going to lose people in my life? The fear it's I don't have, time, money, etc. And so what I just find is that naming it and really looking at it and then looking at ways around it. Like, is it really true? You know, is that really worth stopping you from what it is that you really, really want? And so taking a look and going a little deeper is helpful there. And then we do a fun kind of visualization exercise, too, where we literally burn it. So you imagine a fire, and then you just take that belief and you burn it, and then you pull another one in to yourself and to your consciousness that replaces it.
Oh, I love that. And that's number six, which is belief burning. And when I sent the show document to my boss, she immediately was like, oh, my God, I love this topic, and I can't wait to hear about belief burning. So, Kim, this is for you and all the listeners and for me.
There you go.
Tell us more about that, Sonia.
Fire is such a cleansing thing, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, sure, if you want to have a fire, you can have a bonfire every workout, but that's not what happens. But just even imagining it sort of going up in flames is a very powerful visual, and it definitely registers. It's like it's gone, but then you want to replace it,
because if it's a void,
yeah.
you'll fill it with something. So you want to make sure that you fill it with something that really works.
Yeah, because we need to get those negative thoughts of, I can't do this, this is too hard, I'll never make it. Whatever the negative thought is, you need to take it out, you need to burn it, and you need to replace it with something else.
Mm-hmm.
That is great advice.
Yeah.
And I bet you see people really light up, no pun intended, with the fire.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
It lights them up.
It's actually one of people's favorite parts, because it's a fun, because you're like really, like, you're kind of doing that football, you know, when they're doing the football down the field kind
yeah.
of shuffle, you know, and then you just take it and you jump up and burn it, you know, and people are like, burn! So, it is. It's a very freeing and fun place to be.
Oh, that's great. And then
you
that
don't
helps
get that opportunity
with... oh,
in life, or don't take it necessarily, you know, so it's a really cool chance to do that.
Oh, definitely. All right. So this takes us to number 7 of the 7 steps of achieving one goal that will put you closer toward your ideal life. Take action. And all the things we've talked about, choose your goal, step into the future. What do you have? What do you need? What's stopping you? Belief burning are all going to help us take action.
Absolutely. Because at that point, especially once you burn the belief, there's a moment where it's, okay, just imagine it. That's gone. It's no longer weighing you down. It's no longer getting in your way. If you had a blank slate and anything is possible, what's one thing you would do today? You know, and make it one step. You can really walk out of this exercise or this workout and go do, so that you can also give yourself evidence that you can do it and start the process. Make it happen while you're fired up and you're seeing it, and build on that. So I want people to leave with 2 real action steps that they can take. And we visualize those action steps. You actually see yourself doing it, and you see it working. Because that's another, it's just, it's almost like rehearsing it in your mind and making it happen, just like an athlete would before a big race or before a big competition. It's very effective to kind of rehearse that. And yet, you know, in life, we don't always take that time to do that. In fact, I think sometimes we do the opposite. We rehearse how it's going to fall apart, you know. Giving you the place and permission to visualize it working.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sonia, it's been so wonderful having you on the show. And how do we motosize with you? I know you have videos, or are you online, or can we do it in person? Can I Skype motosize with you? What can we do?
We can't Skype yet, but we're working on that. We're going to have some live Skype classes, so
yeah.
that's coming. But right now we do have a DVD or a download, and it's available at the site, motosize.com or Amazon. And we also are very active. We have a hashtag Better Life Twitter chat every Tuesday from 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. So come join us there. And you can also work privately with me if you're in New York City or want to come to New York City. I do private sessions with people as well, so it's fun.
Oh, you're fabulous. I would love that. I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy Today. I want you to follow us on social media. We got great stuff. Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast, Instagram at Talk_Healthy_Today, Twitter and Snapchat at Talk Healthy the number 2 day. Everybody stay well. Check out Sonia Satra and Motosize. Stay well.